final segment of Mike McFeely Outdoors begins right now. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Mitchell's Guide Service, our guest. Jeff, I was up your way, as I indicated earlier, catching some walleyes or trying to catch walleyes on Devil's Lake. Did okay. I think we got 3 days of fishing in. First couple of days, it was a little bit slow, a little bit tough for me, but we did grind it out and catch about a dozen of fish each day. And then the third day, things took off, pulling spinners tipped with gulp and crawlers, and we ended up catching not only numbers of fish, but also a couple of really nice fish. I caught a 26-incher that was as fat as a football, so I'm guessing it went, I don't know, 7 pounds or so. But the fishing was good, bordering on great those days we were there.
You fish for 3 or 4 days, and in those 3 or 4 days, the fish that you caught, would you say they look better than last year because they're so fat this year?
I would.
What's your thought?
I would say that they're bigger than the ones I caught last year by an inch or two on average, and I would say that they were incredibly fat and much thicker than they were last year on average.
That's what we're noticing, too. We were just talking to a couple of the guides and myself that, oh, my God, you know, you catch a 16-incher, and it's as round as a football.
Yeah.
And when you cleaned them, you saw all the white fat in their bellies. I tell you what, I've guided a lot in Wisconsin, some on the Mississippi, and I've been to Lake Erie and fished it. I've never seen anything like this. The fish here out of Devil's Lake have all that fat in there. They're just so healthy. Like the guys today, they didn't want to catch walleyes today. They really did not. They wanted to go for pike. I couldn't find pike, believe that one. But then all of a sudden, these beautiful 16 to 18s are coming in the boat with a 20 here and there. They're like, ah, well, this isn't bad. So it kind of saved.
It's not like, bad to catch 16 and 18 inch walleyes all day long. It'll work, I guess.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking, Mike, the whole year about how big and beautiful the pike have been. And I got to tell you, it's a little slow now on the old pike. And the ones we're catching are just little hammer handles. So I don't know where they went. I think they kind of eluded us for a while.
Well, and that's, but I will say this, that the days I was there, we had no problem catching pike. While we were fishing walleyes, we weren't targeting them, but in the same areas where we were pulling spinners for walleyes, we had no trouble catching all kinds of pike. And there were some hammer handles for sure, but we also caught some real nice ones, up to 12 pounds. My brother-in-law caught one. It was a big, fat pike. It was a big fish, and it took him a while to get it in, but I know for a fact it was over 10. And I was guessing 12. We didn't weigh it or measure it, but it was a nice fish. So they're still there. I just don't know, you know, maybe they vamoosed for the day or something.
You know what somebody told me once, and I've never been able to research this, and maybe somebody out in radio land will know the exact answer to this. I was told, and this is just what I was told, that the pike go through a thing where they lose their teeth, the bigger pike.
Yeah.
I guess they all do. And they lay dormant for a while because of that. Now, the pike that we did catch today, I can tell you, with my hands being shredded, that they are fully toothed, I guess.
Yes.
You could say.
I think that's an old wives' tale, because I've looked that up before, and biologists say that's absolutely not true, that they lose their teeth.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. I should have just asked you. I didn't know that. But I don't know why, Mike. All of a sudden, boom, done. And, you know, we talk amongst all of us, and, hey, are you getting any pike? And they're like, why do you want pike? Well, my guys want pike. So we had like 6 nice ones today versus the 50 we have every other day.
Yeah.
So, but that just goes to show you things are different.
So where are we in terms of the walleye bite, Jeff? It's darn near almost the 4th of July. We were trolling spinners in, what, 10 feet of water, you know, anywhere from 8 to 15 feet of water and catching walleyes that way. Is this bite going to last a while? Is this going to be the rest of the summer pattern, or what's going to happen?
I'll go on a limb and say yes. This is the rest of the summer pattern, and just target. Now, the weed edges are starting to come up. I noticed some weeds almost starting to emerge coming out of the top of the water in about 4 or 5 feet of water right now. So we'll just target those weed edges. And they are a pretty straight weed edge. It's a couple stragglers here and there. And this is all over the system. East Devil Lake was absolutely hot the other day, doing the same thing on roads and along, you know, the riprap shorelines and things like that. The old subdivision that's out there in the Strami area has been absolutely phenomenal on them old roads. And, you know, they've got the ditch. When you go over it, you'll see it. You'll be on the road, and you'll maybe get off too far because you netted a fish, and you'll go, oh, look at that, I'm in the ditch. And the weeds now are in the ditch,
yep,
which are actually deeper than the road.
Yep, I fished that area, and I can attest to that, because you can tell I don't know if it was an asphalt road or just a gravel road, but there's a definite difference. When you're on top of the road, you can feel it tick, 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 tick as your bottom bouncer is going along. And when you get off in the ditch, you'll get snagged in weeds.
Exactly correct. And those fish are just laying in those weeds or just on the edge of the weeds. So obviously your boat control is key. And if you can get as close to those weed edges as possible, that'll better your odds in getting them. But that's right where they're laying right now, and all the weed edges, close to some timber, too. We're still doing it. And you know what? We're still bobber fishing, too, because I've got a couple that are coming next week. That's all they want to do. So we're going to go find a nice little bobber spot on a weed edge. And that, too, still will work for quite a while until we really get into the heavy, you know, 75, 80-degree weather that is stable, I should say, and less storms. Water temperature now on the main basin is right around 65 to 66 degrees, which we were up in the low 70s. So that has kind of changed the ball game around too, just a little bit.
Yeah, the weather has not been stable. I mean, and I think you guys have gotten it worse than we have here in Fargo. We've gotten so much gall-dang rain for the last couple of weeks that my sump pump's been going nonstop now for about 2 weeks, and we have more rain forecast for the weekend. But I mean, when I left Devil's Lake on, get my days straight here, on Tuesday, it was like 55 degrees outside. Yep. It was just freezing and windy. And I said, I was going to go fishing this morning, but to heck with that, I'm just going to go back home. But it's just, the weather's been just a roller coaster.
We had, I believe it was the Red River Railroad here. And they had a big group of guys, and some of the boats actually came in early because everybody underdressed, including us too. It's like, well, I thought it was supposed to be 75 today. Those guys had a blast. They were a great, great bunch of guys there. That we had from that group, and they too said, wow, what a difference. So yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy year. I wish it would settle out just a little bit, because we need a break. We really do need a break here. It's been windy every day for the past like 2 weeks.
That's the other part that we noticed was that, and this is, I mean, again, you know, we can complain about the weather all day long as an angler, but on the day that we had our best luck, through a long story, I had some proline motor problems and yada, yada, yada. I actually tried Stromy's that morning, didn't do very well, so we moved on, went to a different part of the lake. But, I mean, in that one day, we went from calm and sunny to sunny and breezy to raining to beat heck and calm to raining and windy to clear and calm again to downright windy and cloudy and cold. I mean, that was in one day. We fished in all those different conditions. Like, what the heck is going on? And the fish bit okay, but then once it got later in the day and kept changing every half hour, then they just shut off. But it was like, holy man.
I know, and it's kind of hard to fish a windswept shoreline, like I tell everybody to do, when the wind is out of the northeast and it switches to the southwest for about an hour and a half and blows like crazy, and then it goes back to the north, and it's like, well, we need a stable weather pattern to really stack these fish up. And you know, that's the greatest thing about bottom bouncers and spinners or just pulling crankbaits. You cover so much water so fast, you're able to find the active fish, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And when you get them, you'll get two, three on at a time, and then you know that's where they are. That's the best thing I can tell you about pulling those spinners on, especially a year like this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's and even at times, if you catch a few fish, you'll catch, you know, bang, 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 3, 4, and you'll kind of troll around for a while. They'll maybe, you know, shut off or move on. If you keep working in an area where there were fish, sooner or later, bang, 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 you get 3 more just like that. And you have to maybe put in some time, but, you know, I mean, that way you'll catch fish. I guess, you know, maybe there's a secret to going to a different spot and having them stacked up like cordwood. But I think once you find them in an area, you can be confident they're going to be there at some point during the day.
Yeah, exactly. There's always spots like where you were fishing. I mean, you've seen all the boys up there, Zippy and Tom, and they were all up in that area too. And you see how long they're at a spot. They'll be there a half hour to an hour, 40. If nothing happens, boom, they go to another spot. And by going to all those spots, all of a sudden, boom, they're just going to run right into them. Now, could they stay there all day and just keep working it and get fish? Absolutely, yes. But we want our clients to really enjoy the day by trying to get on the fish as quick as we can, and it shows that we're really busting our buns to do that.
Sure. So, gotcha. You know. Jeffrey, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Everybody have a great weekend. Are we going to talk before the 4th?
Yes, we will.
We will. Then I'll say happy 4th at that time.
Okay. All right, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff Katcher, Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, North Dakota. I am out of time. In fact, I'm over time. I have to go. Thanks for listening to KFGO. We'll see you soon. Hey, I'm a country man.
a city boy can't.